Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. Bowden, for the explanation. But still, I think that thank you. Thank you for the shedding light on the PPPs. But still, you know, this is my belief that, you know, the PPPs, you know, would not suffice, you know, for the climate finance issue that developing countries are facing. Actually, if we are talking about, you know, throughout the year, you know, since I landed, you know, in Geneva, we are talking about the climate change and decarbonization, it doesn't suffice, you know, to address the challenges that developing countries are facing. And that is why, you know, I'm raising the flag, you know, again. And then this is my sincere request that to look for every other avenue that is, you know, more workable, you know, for the developing countries to alleviate, you know, this concern. Because if we have the demand, you know, from one side, if we don't have, you know, if it doesn't strike the balance, you know, actually it stays at the level of the words. With regard to the evaluation process, still, you know, it is ambiguous to me. It is not clear to me. And then I would like, you know, more clarification on that. Maybe on later stage, you know, you may provide us, you know, with that, you know, what kind of partnership which is being done, you know, how this evaluation is being done, because this is my understanding that evaluation process should be done through the UN system, not any other system out of the UN system. And with the abbreviations that you use, that, you know, I don't know what it stands for, IOOS, you know, this sort of things. If I'm not mistaken, I heard this from your side. You know, if you elaborate on that, you know, now or on the later stage, it is highly appreciated. I thank you, Mr. President.